Hi, I'm Susanna Hewson from HSF's Head Office Advisory Team, and welcome to Reporting for Duties. Reporting for Duties is our limited podcast series aiming to provide bite-sized insights on corporate reporting and ESG. In this episode, we have Tim Stutt and Anna Cronio reporting for duty, and our topic for discussion is what are we seeing clients focus on given where the legislation is at? But before we get into it, I would first like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land from which we are broadcasting today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and pay my respects to elders both past and present. So, Tim and Anna, now that the legislation's out and companies are in the midst of their readiness programs, what steps are they taking?
Thanks, Susanna. I think one of the first steps that's quite important is getting your head around what requirements are we even subject to, when will they apply? And I think that because we've had a bit of lead time in the lead up to getting final standards in Australia and globally, there's been a little bit of time for some companies to start working through this. But I think that now that we've got final legislation, it'll be confirming what the position is. So an important step there is to look at your business and your operations and where your employees are located, if you've got overseas subsidiaries, that sort of thing, and to map it all out to understand which regimes are we likely to be caught by and when will they apply, because I think there are some different timeframes as well. And also getting advice around the applicability of various regulations in each jurisdiction as well is quite key there.
I think suffice to say that a lot of clients have found their European sales offices and equivalents causing a bit of complexity from a reporting standpoint. So the exercise, while it sort of sounds simple to be looking at where you have your subsidiaries and then tracking through the revenue, employees, assets and sort of getting advice on applicability of different regimes, sounds simple. In practice, maybe a little less so. The sort of next step along which we're helping a number of clients with are developing your reporting timelines. So a lot of the regulation is still in train, but we have got to the point now where we have a decent line of sight as to what will be required in each jurisdiction, to what timing, and for what types of entities. And the next sort of step along is tracking that and looking at where you will have to report against each of these regimes, and conversely, where you might like to land your reporting, because there are aspects you might early adopt. So, for instance, it may well be that because of UK footprint, say a DI program you might have or something like that, you'll be caught by the UK FCA proposal to have IFRS S1 and S2 reporting, so the broader sustainability reporting and climate reporting under the ISSB standards. You might be caught by that. In subsequent years, does it make sense to bring forward the broader sustainability part? So you're doing your Australian climate reporting, but also voluntarily doing a broader sustainability exercise at the same time. So you're setting up systems once, you're reviewing your board charters once, you're reviewing your governance processes and your risk management processes once. So some of that kind of how do we want to line up the reporting, it can have a more significant weight than actually the pure when are you required to start reporting analysis. The other aspect to bear in mind as well is that some of the different regimes have phased timing. So, for instance, in Europe, it might be the case that your European undertakings will have to report in terms of their own footprint to a particular timing, say 2026. And then on a group basis, you might also be caught. So, for instance, it could pick up the broader group outside of Europe as well to 2029 timing. So actually the reporting timelines and understanding what will be required in which jurisdictions and when can be a little bit complex. Helpfully, though, if you're mapping it out now, which is possible based on the information we have about the different regulatory regimes worldwide, you will be able to consciously plan for it. So you're setting up your systems once, as I mentioned.
The other piece here is, what do you want the report to look like? And do you want to sort of write it now and need to significantly rework it in the future, whether it's 1 year or 2 years or 3 years down the track? Or do you set it all up now in a way that you can kind of tick all the boxes for each of the regimes that you'll have to comply with? Some companies might find that most efficient, but it's about sort of mobilizing to that point.
In terms of other things we're seeing come to the fore, just one which is not so much a step but an enabler, which is very common, is pulling together a cross-functional steering committee to lead the project. The reality is that the information you will need, some of it will be global, some of it will be local, some of it will be financial, some of it will be risk related, some of it will be governance related, and then some of it will be stakeholder related. So for that, you might be drawing on your external affairs team or your sustainability team or your IR team. Having a cross-functional group leading this project is particularly important. So in this sort of early phase of understanding what regimes will apply when and where, we are seeing steering committees be stood up alongside that to lead the actual reporting process. The other one, which we're also seeing, which is happily the subject of another podcast of ours, is gap analysis exercises. So looking at your existing reporting and measuring it against what might be required in the different jurisdictions. Not all jurisdictions have totally settled standards right now, but actually a lot do. So there is quite a bit of a gap analysis focus for a number of clients at the moment.
So suffice to say, the bite-sized insight is that you can be starting this process now, and there are a lot of steps that you can be taking across the business to get ahead of the game. Thanks for joining us. This was Tim Stutt, Anna Cronio and Susanna Hewson reporting for Duty.
You have been listening to a podcast brought to you by Herbert Smith Freehills. For more episodes, please go to our channel on iTunes, Spotify, or SoundCloud, and visit our website, herbertsmithfreehills.com, for more insights relevant to your business.